We are definitely running over time. Have the Q&A a little bit short. What we wanted to try and accomplish before we let you go here today is to get your feedback on what national level criteria you feel are the most important, what criteria are the most important to use for analyzing the priorities and determining restoration options. We put this in here just to acknowledge the fact that we understand there's obviously can always be this local overlay, but in a more general sense, what criteria are the most important to use for analyzing priorities and determining restoration options? And the three speakers listed some criteria. What we want to do is, we're going to have to cut this down substantially, but spend a little time without a lot of discussion. We just want you to really just give us as short and concise answers as you can. We'll try and record them all on here. We'll spend a few minutes after that just seeing if there's any redundancies, ways we can consolidate them, simplify them a little bit. Then we're going to ask you to stand up, and we're going to give you the opportunity to kind of, on some sheets we put up in the hallway and over here, indicate whether or not you, which of the criteria you feel are very important, important, or somewhat important. So tomorrow when we're talking about, okay, now that we have these criteria in a sense of what you think are important, what data are important, what data are necessary, and what tools can be used to help develop priorities. So I'm going to ask you in this I think we're probably, let's try and spend 15 minutes until then after. To get your ideas out, minimal discussion, defer judgment, we'll clarify afterwards when we try and collapse things a little bit and simplify them. So I know that Karen has listed a bunch of criteria, Josh listed some criteria, Eric listed some criteria.
Land use.
Fill them out and we'll just start writing them down.
Land use.
What criteria are the most important to use for analyzing priorities and determining restoration options?
Historic aquatic resources.
Yeah.
Historic
aquatic resources.
Can I ask a question right fast? These are like data sets more than they are criteria. And that's one of the problems that we have. For example, our criteria would have been, you know, having to find the problem, will this solve the problem or not? That's the primary criteria.
Right. It's more, I think it's
well, historic aquatic can be a, it's not just a data set, that can be a goal too. That's all right, historic.
Let me just get some more ideas out here and then we'll try and work out some ideas afterwards. What criteria are the most important to use for analyzing priorities and determining restoration options?
Land ownership.
Land ownership.
That may relate to the
probability that you'll
actually be
able
to store something.
Okay. Anyone else?
Remaining high quality resources.
Location.
Gems. Well, I think everybody should talk, use some kind of a condition metric.
Yes.
About
yes. What land conditions?
Habitats you use. They may be qualitative or quantitative.
Okay. What land conditions? Anything else?
Threatened and endangered species recovery plans.
Or just T&E presence? Threatened and endangered species, T&E.
How about T&E issues?
Okay, T&E issues. Presence/issues. Okay. Anything else? What criterion would you use? Do you feel like most important to analyze priorities and determine restoration? A lot more to come here.
Wetland type. It's noted by a number of things. Or maybe that's a better word.
Hydrologic.
You can say wetland function, but that relates to, you know, wetland type.
Where's that wetland type slash function?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Recreational needs.
Harvesting. There's commercial fisheries.
So commercial uses.
We call it harvest, but
So we can talk about fishing.
Extraction.
Fishing and forestry and agriculture for commercial uses.
And also have an abundance of, far abundance of cultural significance to Indians.
Okay.
So
cultural significance.
Cultural resources.
At least in some places, like water rights. Water rights.
Water rights.
Does function include water quality? You mentioned threatened and endangered species, so that's a habitat metric. But what about, you know, water contribution to water quality? Or would that be covered in function?
Well, let's just get that first, and then we'll try to figure out if we can.
Susceptibility to invasion, biological invasion.
Water quality, and then you got keep it at water quality. And then invasive species, invasive potential.
Vulnerability.
Yeah, land use, or yeah.
Is that, do you think that's the same as land use?
No, vulnerability would be
okay.
Like how
vulnerable.
Right. That's like, so I don't want to say it.
Other criteria you think are important?
This may be the same thing, but you have endangered species up there. In our case, it was recovery of endangered species, not just whether they're there or not, but are you going to recover endangered species? And it's possible to have almost an infinite number of options and alternatives. So the criteria become, you know, what are the primary things you want to achieve, and will this or that thing get you there? So we would say recovery of endangered species.
Okay, recovery of endangered species.
Rarity of type. Rarity of type in the landscape of that type of wetland.
And then another one, wetland rarity.
Opportunity cost.
Glenn was here.
Well, opportunity cost in terms of the economics of the site.
And
there,
anyone else?
Disease
control.
Pardon?
Soil
type. Okay, soils. Yeah, soil types. Okay.
Disease vector control.
Disease vector control.
Mosquito control. Yeah. Hard to replace. Hard to replace. Difficult to replace.
Different than wetland
rarity.
I just meant surrounding. Existing surrounding land use, but zoning means the potential
okay,
for
so,
impact.
Land use.
Zoning,
I guess. Anything else?
Local support? I don't know.
We have
they support it. You're more likely to do it.
More like
if you wanted to go to Eugene, you probably have a higher success of doing the same thing as going to another
city. political will.
There you go.
What criteria are most important to use for analyzing priorities and determining restoration options?
The sediment. You have hydroponic control, you add sediment to that as well.
Sediment? Separately or part of it?
It's part of either.
So the slash sediment. Okay. Anything else?
Some habitats are easy to restore and others are not.
Difficult to replace, I think it's.
Replacement?
I think it's up there.
Set up there?
Difficulty of replacement?
Okay. I didn't see that.
That's more like what's off the table because it's difficult to replace it. Sustained restoration potential. Or is it more like wetland type?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, some are easy to replace and you just decide you've got to preserve
okay,
it versus.
So
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, yes, yeah. Anything else?
Did you get flood in certain places?
We put that with hydro connectivity. I know Bob said that it was function, fitting with wetland function.
have local priorities?
Existing watershed plans?
Yeah, we have political will.
I think that's different. Local priorities, a lot of our local jurisdictions in Washington State anyway have specific priorities. And there are some plans that already exist that have identified priorities that we should try and capture as well.
Anything else?
In order to get the cross the hallway, should we have a migratory bird management plan?
That's sure for us.
Anyone else want to add anything else?
I don't know if you'd add something about like sort of potential long-term management opportunities or like sustainability or.
Is there any operation and maintenance costs associated with
you?
I know.
I think that was
something
to the
sustainability
issue.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And
acquisition costs?
That's
that's sort of opportunity cost in a sense, but
but
it's part of the aspect of that overlapping.
Well, I'm going to
do
some
stuff here. Any legal?
And then,
see, it's legal constraints.
See if there's any that are duplicative. Spend 5 minutes on just to give you a where we are. I think we should spend 5 minutes, hopefully, simplifying it a little bit.
Should have been a stressor. That's a good thing. The condition is whether or not the disturbance rate versus a stressor.
We need to. We need to.
Decide.
We need to reorganize that way.
And then, we're going to give you, this is a fun break, you can say that. We'll give you the, we'll split you up in three groups, just take, you know, no more than 5 minutes, but ask you to let us know whether which of these you feel are very important, somewhat important. I'll ask you all to come back in here for just 5 minutes or so we can put them all up, you can see them, and I'll tell you where we're going to go from here. Is that okay with everyone? I know there's a lot of restlessness going on, I know it's been a long day.
I need my ice cubes. I'm going to break them to three groups.
Any way that we can consolidate any of these.
Oh, okay.
I can see them. We split them apart.
We have a bunch of, I mean, we have some habitat issues, but I don't know if they're the same or different. I mean, we have habitat connectivity as well as teeming crescents and issues.
Well, part of the function.
See, function is habitat connectivity.
Sustainability.
We should not have separated.
We should have program function. Which we mean by where to be stored in the long term sustainability, what the cost would be, management issues. Land use, what are the existing land uses? Historic aquatic resources. Existing land ownership. Is it the same as land use?
No, it's like public ownership, profit ownership versus private property.
That's a factor that you
remaining.
It's a factor to consider.
High quality resources headquarters.
That's
it.
It's called the gym.
Location.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I got me.
Position,
topographic location, then, or what?
Position in the landscape.
Water. Well, you may have priorities that way, so. Oh, like it could. So it could be like tidal versus non-tidal.
But that's lonely to type.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. See that.
She's much better writer than I am.
Right. Keep it.
Wetland condition. TNE presence. Or TNE issues, wetland type / function.
I think function should be separate.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
Wetland type should be separate from wetland function.
I mean, a lot of them put together are like wetland functions or values that are listed.
No.
Okay.
So.
Then what I'm going to do is once we get to those, we should just cross them off and we'll make it clear that that's what we mean when we say wetland functions. So you think wetland type should be separate from functions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't we have like rare type somewhere listed?
Well, the
wetland rarity.
The overall concept would be relative abundance of different wetland types. So it's a kind of watershed profile. And what types have you got and how abundant are they relative to each other?
So I'm going to ask when we get to it, wetland types and wetland functions. I do think there's going to be some repetitiveness here. So. Just tell me, and I'll put them under here so you know that if you want to
give one of those, you know, your vote for all intents and purposes, it would be included in that. So I'm just going to cross this out since it's over there now. Hydrologic connectivity, sediment.
That's two different.
Function.
Well, it also goes to our potential for success. If you don't have the water, you won't have the wetland.
So is this a separate issue, or is it part of functions?
What? We're talking about isolated versus along the connect with other ones. Wasn't that what that was referring to?
That's not a point.
Okay. recreational needs.
Okay. I thought sediment retention was a function.
It was. I guess it's not.
It was.
There's two things there.
Connectivity separate than from sediment, sediment on retention and function.
Sediment transport, role in sediment yields and then transport.
So that's stabilization.
Well, you know, I think that if you go down this route, you're going to want to do sediment function. Yeah. You put that up as a criteria, I mean, a wetland function, then what does that really mean? I mean, you could collapse probably half your list somehow into wetland function.
Okay.
You're probably better off keeping the explicit.
I think if you're ranking it or rating it, it would be the individual functions. Because it's a wetland, so it has functions.
Okay.
Presumably.
Okay. Let me ask some people from the chair to make sure you get the list. Recreational needs?
They list individual metrics.
Commercial uses? Cultural significance? Water rights? Water quality? Invasive species potential, the vulnerability of the land for invasion by invasives. Vulnerability of wetland type, right?
Rarity. Maybe it's more into rarity. I was bad enough to say that, but more I'm thinking in terms of maybe stressor. Vulnerability is what they used to use years ago with HEP, you know, it was one of those. But now when you talk about IBIs, sometimes looking at the stressors that put the wetland at risk and trying to identify those.
So do you think this is wetland type, or do you think it should stand alone?
Maybe you should change it. Identifying things that are stressors to the potential for restoration. Does that make sense?
In a way, they'd be in the land use.
Well, we also have sustainability. So maybe we have
sustainability. Yeah.
So let's make sustainability stressors.
Yeah, I thought vulnerability meant potential for loss of the resource.
Yeah, that's right. But then there's things like, is land use the thing that's making it at putting it at risk?
Right, like growth.
Yeah, so there's...
So do we need to keep vulnerability as that separate issue about wetland type is vulnerable? Someone said that's separate, different from rarity and different from wetland type. So if we've captured stressors, as you described it, under sustainability.
But sometimes vulnerability could be a function of the wetland type because of the way it is in the landscape, so it's more vulnerable to...
Right.
You know, like some of these are kind of all tied together, and I can't quite. Yeah.
Should we keep it separate? And if instead of doing here, we mean it's a type that's vulnerable, not in terms of sustainability, but vulnerable in terms of land.
Because so I don't know. At what point are these things starting to be repetitive of each other? So I don't know. Give me an answer. It's kind of late. Okay.
Recovery of endangered species.
Separate
from TNE presence/issues.
Yeah.
I think
it's an issue.
So should you put it in here?
If it was identify.
It's not some other issue.
That would be a, that's a different question.
So,
soil types, wetland rarity, opportunity costs.
Well, I'm not sure what are the commercial uses when that was. What did people mean by that?
Commercial uses, agriculture, forestry, fisheries.
Oh, okay, land. Okay. Opportunity cost, the cost, the cost otherwise of. I mean, what the costs were gone by keeping that as a wetland. In other words, economics of that site.
I don't know the commercial issues.
Well, wait a minute. Was it land use for surrounding it?
I thought that was the surrounding area.
Not using it for commercial purposes.
Right. So it is.
Commercial purposes means forestry, agriculture.
Right. That's what's going on the site itself, like harvesting cranberries or something. But land use is what's surrounding it.
Yeah. So commercial uses may be the same thing as opportunity cost, more or less. That's just maybe a metric for commercial uses.
Okay. Opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Disease
vector.
Mosquito control, shutdown, things like that. Difficult to replace wetlands, which is different than wetland rarity. Zoning, which is different than land ownership or land use. Political will.
My intention with your political will was that it meets with local priorities. Right? So those two can be combined.
That's money. That's cost. That's basically.
What about
the opportunity.
Is recreational needs part of that?
You could have left the local priorities there instead of the political will.
That's the only reason his was a success.
Awesome.
Because they had a weird deal with.
But is recreational part of that or no?
Depends if the
kind of
commission
might get.
Is recreational part of this? Political
well,
aesthetics.
A lot of things are part of that. Right. I mean, yeah. All of that functions and values are part of that whole local prioritization.
One of the failures of planning, especially if full planning is taken into account.
Does anyone feel like anything else needs to be changed or added?
Well, we have land use there, surrounding land use. In our case, we used ecological context too. I don't know what words you want to use for this, but in fact, the idea that an array of acres of wetlands, if we restore this one, are we building that array that we want to have? It's like there's one piece missing, and this is the one that we can restore. So there's sort of ecological context or landscape context. Yeah, maybe location or position.
Oops. Well, or do you mean like juxtaposition, where there's a number of them all together, there's a cluster, and this is what we want to add to?
Yeah, cluster of different types. It contributes to the array of different types within there.
Josh, so what is this? You want me to add ecological
context?
Yeah, it's okay there. If I take it to mean location means that as well as position in landscape, then it's okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add? Clarify?
No.
Anyone need any clarification on any of these issues?
Yes. What is the purpose of rating these? It seems to me that we have to look at all of these, and so I'm not sure where we're going with.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that we'll be talking about in the thinking of this is that different approaches are going to be time-consuming and expensive, or maybe not as expensive, and I mean, if you have to work with minimal information, how you can get the job done, and if that is the case, if you're working under conditions of extreme constraint, what are the criteria that are the most important?
Maybe in developing an overall watershed plan, there would be some things that are more important. As a regulator, one way or another, most all of this stuff, I think, comes into your. It might only be a minute or two, but still, it all you have to look at all of it, and the thing that you look at more is the thing that's a problem, that presents something difficult to resolve.
George, is it
yours? Yeah, does water quality include trophic functions exported to tribal material?
Are there any priorities? Are there anything that we might?
Yeah, we've been cycle exported to
the alternative.
Is that all included in water quality? trophic functions is seven.
Do you think it needs to be a separate?
I think trophic functions, water quality trophic.
Well, you took out functions of
it would need to be separate. So I think a lot of people think water quality is.
An additional one, maybe trophic functions, water quality.
I don't know if this is helpful or not, but I'm looking at this list because, you know, you could, I guess it depends when you're a lumper or a splitter. I'm trying to be a lumper, okay?
Yeah.
But looking at this list, you essentially have basically four criteria there, is what I can see.
Yep.
Okay? You have a bunch of stuff that talks about wetland condition, hydrology, sediment, water quality, habitat, all that stuff.
Okay.
You have a bunch of stuff that talks about landscape position and landscape context. That's adjacent land use, regional rarity, regional importance, connectivity, all of those things. You have a whole bunch of stuff that talks about logistics and practicality, ownership, zoning, sustainability, risk of invasion, future land use, difficulty to restore, all those.
People.
Right, then you, well, then you have a separate category that are really
social
criteria.
Social.
That's recreational, consistency with local plans, cultural significance. So, I mean, the way I see that list of 25, they kind of break down into four categories of criteria. You could probably, you know, subdivide ad nauseum depending whether you're a lumper or a splitter. So,
right.
That's, I'm a lumper, so okay. That's why I'm a lumper.
We're over when we wanted to end. And what I think it will do is, I mean, I just feel like people need to get out of here.
You need to get out of here. Read that to me. I want to get out of here.
Never mind. I think what we'll do is we'll just check in with the MAC work group, maybe over a glass of wine. And see if they feel like this is something that would be useful to them. I mean, this is my whole perspective is, you know, leaving them at the end of the 2.5 days with information that's useful for them in this enormous task they have in front of them. The people here who aren't in that work group, I'm sure, are so incredibly happy. They don't have to be in the room actually developing this guided. So the least we can do is help them out as much as possible. So we'll figure out tomorrow. And if they do want you to kind of, I mean, it's not ranking, it's not prioritizing, it's just kind of what, you know, your general feelings about this. Organizing these maybe is a better way to think about it. If that's the case, when you get here in the morning, we'll let you know what we want you to do with that. Is everyone okay with that at this point?
Yeah, let me continue with this tomorrow.
Thank you. One more
from
experience for HDM. Really, the top two are really dealing with assessment of the wetland and the landscape or the watershed. The bottom one is what I used to say is outside of the HDM box, stuff that really has nothing to do with the wetland per se. It's all the other stuff you got to deal with.
That was a mistake with HDM. I'm not doing that.
Let me just grab attention for one sec.
That's what was the function.
No, that's four.
Okay.